local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And still doing it live on a Tuesday, a very dreary Tuesday. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. With you here for the next 48 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. It is November 14th, 2023, and it feels like it. 57 degrees, very cloudy, very rainy, windy as well. Hopefully you will stay safe on the roadways. Not quite as active as we had yesterday, but there are some trouble spots out there. Austin and I will get you caught up on the very latest on the roads and weather on the fives coming up here over the next hour. Programming note, on hour number three today, starting at 6 o'clock, we are anticipating the mayor's State of the City address. It's part of the CivicCon program. PNJ is hosting that and moderating that, and they have allowed us to carry that live as well. So once that starts, we hope as soon as close to the 6 o'clock hour as possible, but obviously once they start, we will hop in and carry that live here without commercial interruption. So we'll hear what Mayor D.C. Reeves has to say regarding his first year as mayor and the look ahead to 2024. We start, as always, though, with our top three stories today. Officials in Gaza City say that 3,500 people are stuck inside the largest hospital in the region because it's surrounded by Israeli troops and tanks. Israel, though, claims Hamas is using the hospital as a human shield and that there is an underground headquarters of Hamas militants. This comes as today in Washington, tens of thousands of people have been taking part in a March for Israel on the National Mall.
Hamas wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. So let me be clear. We will never let that happen.
And that is the voice of House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, a bipartisan support. Both he and the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, voicing support for Israel at that demonstration today in the state, in the nation's capital.
And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is supporting House Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to avoid a government shutdown.
The CR that precisely omits the sort of hard right cuts that would have been non-starters for Democrats.
A House vote on the plan is expected today, and Johnson likely needs Democratic support to pass the bill. Some conservatives, including Congressman Matt Gaetz, say that they're opposed to the bill because there are no spending cuts.
Yeah, those are our top three stories today. Taking a look at some local headlines here. We start with a controversial arrest by Pensacola police officers over the weekend. Has led to a lot of debate on social media, a lot of vitriol for the officers involved as well, and is now under investigation by the department.
Why are you punching her in the head?
Back up! Back up!
I'm not even doing nothing. Y'all hitting me. Y'all hitting me for no reason. I didn't even do nothing.
You
I'm
done?
Trying to understand why y'all kicking me for no reason. I didn't even touch you.
Stop.
All right, so that is audio from the cell phone video that was captured while 29-year-old Keandre Howard was arrested. During a traffic stop, PPD officers discovered that she had active warrants for larceny and probation violation, and now also she's charged with resisting arrest and battery on an officer. The officers have drawn criticism on social media for the aggressive behavior. However, PPD spokesman Mike Wood had this to say.
They asked her to exit the vehicle. Once she did, she attempted to get away. The officer grabbed her and took her to the ground. And once that happened, she gouged the officer's eye, his right eye, and would not let go.
So that is from Pensacola Police there. Again, Keandre Howard now facing charges of resisting arrest, battery on an officer, as well as the larceny and probation violation. Again, this has been on social media, Facebook, a lot of comments, most of which are negative towards the officers involved here. So that you can weigh in on your thoughts on that. 850-437-1620. More local headlines right after local check of the roads and our weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Yeah, man, there's a lot to get into here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. Florida Highway Patrol had previously reported on a light being out on Olive Road heading westbound towards North Davis Highway, and that would definitely explain a lot of the congestion that we're seeing in the westbound lane there. But we're also seeing some on North Davis Highway itself if you're heading southbound towards Olive Road, and if you're heading northbound past Creighton Road towards perhaps trying to get onto I-10, you're going to experience some pretty heavy backups there. We've also been seeing some congestion on Airport Boulevard heading westbound towards North Davis Highway and on Brent Lane heading towards North Palafox Street westbound. And then Pine Forest is also a pretty big one at the moment. Pine Forest Road, if you're getting off of I-10, perhaps trying to head northbound, or if you're heading southbound trying to get onto I-10, you're going to experience some pretty serious congestion there.
The rainy weather pattern continues. We'll see off and on showers here right on through tonight and tomorrow. We'll start to see it move out basically as we head into Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Still might see a lingering shower on Thursday morning, and then there's beautiful weather ahead for the weekend. As for temperatures over the next couple of days, lows in the 50s and highs maybe making it into the low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 57 degrees. Again, the wind advisory, high surf warnings in effect for the overnight hours into tomorrow. Gusts as high as 40 miles an hour overnight, and same story tomorrow with an east wind of around 25 miles an hour. So very windy, rainy, and cloudy conditions here over the next couple of days. Taking a look at some more local headlines again, Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his State of the City address coming up at the top of the hour. And earlier today, he spoke on a couple of updates here. Number one, announcing that two new mental health experts who we have covered and talked about here in previous months, PPD is hiring these mental health experts to help answer and respond to situations that maybe don't necessarily need an armed officer there, and hoping to involve homeless and mentally ill individuals and to de-escalate situations. So the city said that today Tom Edmiston started on October 30th as one of those two mental health experts. The second counselor will start on Monday, November 27th.
If you're in outreach and you're dealing with someone with a mental health issue or trying to find, you know, opportunity for someone that's homeless, you need to know where to send those people. So obviously that's a big part of the onboarding process for both of these positions.
And Reeves says their main job is to respond to calls involving homeless or mentally ill individuals and to de-escalate those situations. Reeves also talking about the resident survey, the annual survey that was done. They just got the results back a couple of weeks ago. And Reeves says that access to waterfront is at the top of the list why people love living in Pensacola. As far as what most residents feel is the city's top priorities should be, homelessness, decreasing crime, and affordable housing.
I don't care if it's a red state or a blue state or east or west. I think those three issues, which really, I mean, recruitment and retention of police officers, but those three issues and fentanyl that is every mayor in this country's 1, 2, 3, and 4 in some way.
Yeah, and Reeves says that access to the waterfront and residents want to see additional recreational access to water there. Also, Scambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says that the ShotSpotter sensors have been activated nearly a month ahead of schedule.
It's working. It's probably the best way to kind of test it to see if it does work. I talked to some of our deputies yesterday, they're like, wow, you know, that's pretty quick. It can kind of tell you the address, where the shot is coming from, how many shots. It can even typically tell you the direction of the projectile.
And Simmons says the county has installed their 3 square miles of ShotSpotter sensors, and they've notified of a few gunshots already, although those have not involved any victims. The system also, they hope to integrate it with the future real-time crime center that allows them access to cameras so they can immediately get descriptions of suspects when shots are fired. Pretty cool stuff there. 520 right now, state and national headlines are coming up. More of your texts as well, 850-437-1620. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
We interrupt the Strength for Life program schedule to remind you that it's football season. If you're a teen guy in the Pensacola area, Northstone Baptist Church's teen program invites you to participate in a guys-only flag football tournament we will be hosting this Saturday, November 18th. Bring some of the boys and join us for a 6-on-6 flag football competition on our 11 acres of property, and then food on the grill after the tournament is over. The games begin at 2:30 p.m., and the event will end at 5:30 p.m. The tournament is open to all young men from 7th to 12th grade. You can find Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola, just west of the intersection of Pine Forest and 9 Mile. So look us up and join us for an afternoon of competition this Saturday from 2:30 to 5:30 at Northstone. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. To learn more about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
The holidays are coming, and Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is ready to take your pre-orders for Thanksgiving. They'll offer pre-order party trays, smoked prime rib, and smoked turkeys, dessert, and holiday trays all ready to go. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find the best steak cuts to exotic meats, wagyu, briskets, pork, and so much more. Costello's has gift baskets and gift cards available for purchase. So stop into Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli today for your holiday orders, and don't forget, it's a great place to meet up and wine all you want.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away.
Good song, good choice there. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. See, I do give you credit when it warrants it.
Uh-huh, thank you.
A little rough last week, but...
Yeah, we had some down moments last week, but I'm still...
We're back on
quote, track. Unquote, new, so yeah. We'll just call it a mulligan there.
Hi there, Delilah. Love that song. Mm. 525, getting another update on the roads and our weather right now. 57 degrees. Here's meteorologist Alan Strum.
The rainy weather pattern continues. We'll see off and on showers here right on through tonight and tomorrow. We'll start to see it move out basically as we head into Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Still might see a lingering shower on Thursday morning, and then there's beautiful weather ahead for the weekend. As for temperatures over the next couple of days, lows in the 50s and highs maybe making it into the low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
So we do have wind advisory, high surf warning in effect tonight through tomorrow and into Thursday with that high surf warning. Wind gusts upwards of 40 miles an hour overnight, tomorrow as well. Another cloudy, wet, cool day tomorrow, high of 63. As far as the roads go, Austin, how's it looking out there?
Thank you, sir. We're seeing some more of the same that we've seen so far today. If you're heading northbound on North Davis Highway towards Creighton Road and even further up towards Olive Road, you're going to experience some heavy backups at the moment. And speaking of Olive Road, if you're heading westbound towards North Davis Highway, you are going to experience some backups because of a previously reported traffic light being out. Also, heading northbound on both North Palafox Street and Pensacola Boulevard, heading towards Burgess Road is slightly congested, but nothing too heinous. And lastly, if you're on Brent Lane or on if you're on Brent Lane heading westbound towards North Palafox Street, and or if you're on Airport Boulevard heading westbound towards North Davis Highway, expect some hiccups there. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by coveringflorida.org. Need health insurance? Unsure where to start? A navigator may be able to help. The service is confidential and free. Visit online at coveringflorida.org.
All right, 527 here, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Florida is expanding its business relationship with the UK. Governor DeSantis in Jacksonville signed a memorandum with UK leaders. The new trade agreement is aimed at strengthening business ties in several industries like space, AI, and medical technology. It would also encourage Florida and UK universities to share research.
And in Fort Lauderdale today, the first North American Mayor's Summit against anti-Semitism is underway. It was planned well before the war in Israel broke out.
The issue remains the same. The interest has been heightened. We're seeing more mayors from around North America participating. The last count was over 50 mayors from all over the United States and Canada.
The goal is to define and defeat the global rise in anti-Semitism and work on creative ways to combat it.
Also, while the March for Israel happened in Washington, D.C., there was a rally at the state capitol calling for a ceasefire.
An occupation cannot be taking the lives of thousands of innocent children and saying this is defending itself.
And that was the Florida chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Representative Angie Nixon there supporting that. Of course, this after her resolution calling for a ceasefire failed on the House floor by a 104-2 vote.
And a bill has been filed that would make it illegal to manufacture or sell lab-grown meat in Florida. People who violate the measure would face a misdemeanor charge and fine of up to $1,000. Businesses could also lose their license.
Also, a wrongful death lawsuit now filed after an adult autistic man died in a care assist group home. Edward Taylor says he was on speakerphone with his son when he heard staff yell at him before tackling him to the ground and sitting on him.
Edward was only 36 years old when he was brutally murdered by people who were supposed to be caring for him.
And the entire thing was caught on video, showing three employees laying on top of Edward for over 4 minutes. They're now all charged with manslaughter. That's a look at what's happening in our state headlines today. Quick recap of our top three stories. War of words between Hamas and Israel. Officials in Gaza City say 3,500 people are stuck inside the largest hospital because it's surrounded by Israeli troops and tanks. Israel, though, says, well, that's because Hamas is using it as a human shield. And it's actually the home of their underground headquarters there. Also, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer supports House Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to avoid a government shutdown. The House is voting on that this evening. And U.S. and China are expected to finalize an agreement to crack down on the flow of fentanyl tomorrow. Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep.
I'm John Saucier, and with a Friday midnight deadline looming, the House passing a continuing resolution to keep the federal government funded.
On this vote, the yeas are 336, the nays are 95. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
And with that bang of the gavel, it's passed in the House. His measure next moves on to the Senate. Thousands of people participating in the March for Israel in Washington, showing their support for the nation and the Jewish community. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
An attack on any of us is an attack on all of us. And we are going to do everything possible to stop the anti-Semitic attacks against our Jewish brothers and sisters.
Tens of thousands of people showed up today. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The labor market has already been showing signs of cooling, and now comes a report that businesses overall need fewer extra workers for holiday jobs this year. The outplacement services firm Challenger J. & Christmas says the number of seasonal positions publicly advertised this fall fell to the lowest level in a decade. And the National Retail Federation estimates that the number of seasonal workers hired this year will be down as much as 40% from 2021's recent high level. If you like wearing Crocs and you're also a big fan of a certain fast food giant, listen up. McDonald's and Crocs are collaborating on shoes, socks, and gibbets, the little charms that you put in the holes of Crocs, of McDonald's characters like the Hamburglar and Grimace. You can check out the four shoe options that are available, $70 to $75 a pair, and other products on the Crocs.com website. Broad and sharp gains for U.S. stocks today. The Dow Jones Industrial soared 490 points, and the Nasdaq Composite surged 326. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute. I think Jim Harbaugh leaves Michigan to return to the NFL this offseason. Jim has past NFL success, reaching three NFC title games and a Super Bowl in a four-year span. Out of all the potential destinations, none make more sense than the Buffalo Bills, and I've said that since September. Sean McDermott has reached his apex in Buffalo, and Harbaugh fits right into Bills Mafia, as he's a quirky football guy, and there's no doubt he can get the Bills over the hump. I'm Zach Gelb.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use, there's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state. We're offered a wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pre-game money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you to say sorry. A world's been on a different story. This time I'm mistaken.
536, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's Pensacola right now. Joe in Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Texters weighing in here a bit. Controversial, confrontational arrest made by Pensacola police officers over the weekend. Channel 3 coming out with a story here. The video, very easily accessible on Facebook. You just got to type in Pensacola police. You can watch it for yourself. PPD saying that only tells part of the story and that the suspect who you see there being arrested, according to Pensacola police, gouged the officer's eye and tried to get away initially when officers discovered that she had active warrants for larceny and probation violation. And so obviously, according to PPD, physical with officers, the whole thing under investigation now by the department. The officer with limited eyesight now is on limited duty. Doesn't sound like it's an administrative leave while this investigation is taking place. But PPD spokesman Mike Wood talked with Channel 3. You can let us know your thoughts. Couple texts say, even if you think the arrest is bogus, fight it in court, not the side of the road. You will only make things worse being assaultive during detainment. Other texter says, as a black woman, I am sick of black folks being on TV telling half the story. This individual knew full well to distract the officer by putting her nails in his eyes. That's deadly. And news media got half the story wrong. I can say this because this has been happening for years. Texter's there. 850-437-1620 can certainly let us know your thoughts on that as well. We got another check of the roads and weather here. Texter just letting us know the traffic signal at Olive and Whitmire is back working. So that is good news. Not quite as busy as we saw yesterday by way of accidents, but, you know, obviously the roads, the slick, the wet, the rain and wet surfaces are causing folks to, you know, use a little bit extra time out there. So we are seeing some slowdowns around the area, right, Austin?
Yes, sir. We're looking at some of the congestion in Pensacola, and there is a lot to go around. Joe, you had just touched on what that texter said about the light now being back up and working on Olive Road. We are seeing some congestion there still. Hopefully, it will die down some. We're also seeing a lot, if you're heading southbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive Road, where University Parkway merges onto North Davis, we are seeing some congestion there as well. And if you're heading northbound on North Davis Highway near Creighton Road and just past it, it's getting very backed up there. And now there's a ton of congestion on Pensacola Boulevard heading towards Detroit Boulevard. There's a lot. If you're heading northbound in that direction, there's a lot of congestion there as well. And we're still dealing with Pine Forest Road having some backups going both up and down to and from I-10.
All right, thank you very much. And looking at the weather forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Rainy weather continues through tonight and into Wednesday. We'll start to see it taper off basically Wednesday night into Thursday morning. So still some showers in the area and cloudy weather. Temperatures not varying a whole lot. We've got overnight lows that will be in the 50s. Daytime highs in the low 60s. Jumping ahead to the weekend, beautiful weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. High wind advisory, high surf warning also in effect overnight and through tomorrow. Gust as high as 40 miles an hour. So be mindful of that here. Tomorrow's high is just 63. National headlines today. Just seeing this update here. So we had said leading up to this point that the House was going to be voting on the funding bill to keep the government from shutting down on Friday. So the House did vote for that. So Republican Speaker Mike Johnson, who was going with a laddered CR approach, according to Congressman Gates, that's what he referred to it as. Gates himself didn't support it. Some of the more conservative Republicans, because it didn't have any spending cuts, but House Speaker Mike Johnson opting to for some of the federal programs to keep funding in place, and then others coming up on February to hopefully in his and Republicans' mind to introduce more single spending bills as opposed to continuing resolutions. But again, the news just breaking a few minutes ago, the House did approve that, so it goes to the Senate. Chuck Schumer, by the way, as we kind of start our national headlines, did say that he was supportive of that. So we'll see how the Senate elects to proceed with that.
And Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett is accusing former Speaker Kevin McCarthy of elbowing him from behind. Burchett says that he stopped to talk to reporters in a Capitol hallway following a conference meeting this morning, and that's when McCarthy walked down the same hallway and appeared to bump into Burchett as he passed, which Burchett claims was deliberate. Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's filing an ethics complaint against McCarthy.
Of course he is. That's right. Yes. Speaking of, you know, kind of petty politics, a pretty interesting and downright hilarious exchange during a Senate committee hearing on labor unions. The backstory is this involves Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. He's from Oklahoma. And he and Sean O'Brien, who is the head of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters Union, they had a spat during the last time that this committee met, having to do with Mullen's background as a business owner and O'Brien's salary. So Mullen's is saying, hey, you get paid way too much. And O'Brien is saying, hey, you're not a self-made man. You come from oil money or whatever. So here was Mullen when the two met face-to-face here at the Senate committee hearing today.
Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Big guy. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution, every poll?
No, sit down. Oh, you're a clown. Sit down. Look at you. You know, you're a United States Senator. Sit down.
Active.
Oh, okay. Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Mr. Hold it. Hold it. If we can, no, I have the mic. I'm sorry.
This is what he said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough of contempt for Congress. Let's not make it worse.
I don't like thugs and bullies.
I don't like you because you just described yourself.
Hold it.
I think the thing about that I love the most was, well, a couple things. Number one, the you stand up. No, you stand. No, you stand up. No, you stand. They weren't going to do anything. Yeah. Number two was Bernie Sanders with his Vermont accent, interjecting. United States, you're a United States senator.
Well, you know, and he's absolutely right.
Which he's right. I know that there was a lot of rumblings about whether there was going to be a cage match between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. That's not going to be in the works. But if you told me that there was going to be a cage match involving Mark Wayne Mullen and Sean O'Brien, I would be absolutely all for that. Taking a look at some of our sports headlines today, we have actually a pretty good ball game here in Maction action. College football, the Battle of I-75. That's Bowling Green State University hosting Toledo. Toledo's 9-1, actually a really good team. Bowling Green is 6-4. That starts in 15 minutes here. That'll be on the deuce. NIU hosting Western Michigan. Eastern Michigan hosting Akron tonight as well. On the serious side of sports news today, police in the UK say that the hockey player who was involved in the fatal injury of Adam Johnson last month has now been arrested on manslaughter charges. Of course, Johnson died after his neck was cut by another player's skate blade. If you've seen the video, if you know anything at all about hockey, that is not a natural movement of what the player did. I will not get into, whether I think it was intentional or not. but it was not a natural movement for a hockey player to make on an ice rink during a game. So that player now arrested, charged with manslaughter. So that's the latest there. 5:45, we'll get another check of the roads and weather. Right now, pretty busy out there. Not quite what we saw yesterday, but there's plenty of slow-moving stuff going on.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. And yes, Joe, getting back to what you were saying, there is a lot of congestion that we've been dealing with. Not quite as bad as yesterday, luckily, but it is still alive and well in several places here in Pensacola, including North Davis Highway. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards Creighton Road and past Creighton Road, maybe perhaps towards Olive, you're going to experience a lot of congestion in that area. We've been dealing with that just about all evening. And if you're heading northbound on either Pensacola Boulevard or North Palafox Street, we've got some backups there as well. And Pine Forest Road has also been giving us some trouble if you're coming off of I-10. Speaking of I-10, if you're traveling westbound just past Pine Forest Road near 9 Mile, there's some congestion building up there as well. Oh, and lastly, Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling northbound in that area, there's also a hiccup there at the moment.
Thank you very much. Looking at the weather forecast tonight, it's going to be, I mean, pretty much we're at the low now, 56. Rainy, windy conditions. That's going to continue tomorrow. 63 is the high tomorrow. High surf warning, wind advisory in effect through tomorrow night. 64 the low tomorrow. And by Friday, we'll have some clearing out on Thursday night. Friday shows mostly cloudy, 71, but no rain. And then sunshine back in the forecast for Saturday and Sunday. A little bit of a cool off there. Sunny, 71 Saturday, 67 for the high on Sunday. So they have that to look forward to right there leading into Thanksgiving week. And I, for one, am hopeful for cooler Thanksgiving Day temperatures. Mm-hmm. The future look on National Weather Service goes out to Tuesday, so I can't see what they're have in store for Thursday right now. 5:47 here, taking a quick look at some health, business, and science. No, oh, by the way, Texter, agreeing with you, Austin. What timeline, what world are we in when Bernie Sanders is the voice of reason there? I just love the fact that he was the chair, and he was the one that had to bring. Do you think like Bernie would have done anything physically though, if the two men just said, you know what, F you, Bernie, we are going to go for it, and we're just going to lunge across the aisle and go at it. You think Bernie's doing anything?
I don't think so. He may try to like grab an arm or something, but the minute if they actually do get like very physical, he's probably just going to like get security or call for someone else or something. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So we have a big update here regarding the Starbucks Red Cup Day.
Yes.
So that's Thursday, by the way, if you want to go get your free Red Cup. But there may not be any baristas there to give you one. Mm. Unionized Starbucks baristas are planning a major strike on the day of Red Cup Day, which apparently is like the biggest day of the year for Starbucks. The popular promotional event when Starbucks gives out the holiday-themed reusable cups. Workers accuse the company of refusing to fairly negotiate at cafes that voted to organize. So,
yikes.
All right.
The Federal Reserve will likely start cutting interest rates this spring. That's according to a new estimate from UBS Investment Bank. The cuts could come as early as March. UBS said easing inflation could pave a way for a 2.75% decrease in the interest rate over the year. That would almost cut the current nearly 5.5% rate in half.
Yeah, Hyundai, the latest automaker to increase wages after the UAW's wins with their strike against the Big Three. Hyundai says they're raising worker pay by 25% by 2028 to match the raises for Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors union workers. Pop culture notes, the Beatles back on the Billboard charts and making history in the process today. Their latest song, Now and Then, debuting at number 7, making it their 35th track to do so. Also, extends their record as the group with the most top 10 hits.
Wow. And Jason Alexander, who played George Costanza on Seinfeld, is the latest to comment about a Seinfeld reunion, saying he doesn't know anything about it. He also says Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Michael Richards, who played, what was her name? Elaine
and
Kramer, respectively. They don't know anything either. Last month, Seinfeld said there was something happening in reference to the series finale, and it involved creator Larry David.
Austin, in the time that I've gotten to know you here over these last couple of weeks, you are an old soul when it comes to music and I think in your entertainment choices. So you, what is your knowledge base of Seinfeld?
I've watched a lot of it. I think it's pretty funny. It's not my favorite sitcom, but a lot of people, you know, a lot of people my age seem to like it on streaming services and stuff. And I'm one of those people that's giving it a try. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right. So are you familiar with this whole thing and why it's a big deal for Seinfeld fans?
Well, I know it's a big deal because, well, for a few reasons. One, it's one of the biggest sitcoms ever.
Sure.
Two, because a lot of people didn't like the ending. So it's like, and three, I think it would be interesting to see these characters back again. I mean, after being apart for so long, and especially when you consider Michael Richards and the turn his career took, I think it would be very interesting to see them all together again.
All right. All right, 5:51, we'll take our final break this hour. Programming note, coming up at 6 o'clock, we do have the State of the City address. Mayor D.C. Reeves is holding that in conjunction with the Pensacola News Journal and CivicCon. So once that starts, we will hop in and carry that live here with no commercial interruption. So stay tuned for that. Pensacola right now on a Tuesday, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin. It's just Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had a good conversation with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Spot Shotter has been deployed. It's been working for about a week, and they've already had a couple of calls. Also talked about the new panhandling median ordinance that the county is considering. Had a good conversation about an after-school Satan club that's going to be taking place at an elementary school in Connecticut. And some local drama at the Milton City Council meetings and the Santa Rosa County Commission. I mean, you can listen to all of that on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. Especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pensacola right now, it's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Make you fall in love.
But you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me.
5:55, News Radio 92.3, wrapping up hour number two here on Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you, keeping you company and keeping you infotained on your way home. Traffic's still not terrible. Some slowdowns out there, but nothing like we saw yesterday. So that is some good news. Austin, any new accidents out there?
Not really anything major from what I'm seeing. We're still dealing with some congestion on Mobile Highway heading northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. And the congestion on North Davis Highway, if you're heading northbound just past Creighton Road, it has lessened but is still there. And lastly, the if you're on Pine Forest Road, recently just gotten off I-10 heading northbound towards 9 Mile Road, you may experience some backups there as well.
All right. And looking at the weather forecast here.
The rainy weather pattern continues. We'll see off and on showers here right on through tonight and tomorrow. We'll start to see it move out basically as we head into Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Still might see a lingering shower on Thursday morning, and then there's beautiful weather ahead for the weekend. As for temperatures over the next couple of days, lows in the 50s and highs maybe making it into the low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now, 57. That's pretty much our forecasted low for tonight. Wind advisory, high surf warning in effect tonight through tomorrow night, possibly Thursday as well. But gust as high as 40 miles an hour overnight tonight through the day tomorrow. Most winds going to be around 25, but a chance of rain about 90%. High tomorrow, 63, and the overnight low tomorrow is 60. Sunshine really returns to the forecast, possibly Friday, still seeing mostly cloudy skies there. Looks a lot better Saturday, though, with a high of 71 and about 67 on Sunday with sunny skies there as well. Wacky stories. Talk about dedication. There's a book club in L.A. that just finished their first book. It took them 28 years to read and discuss it. It's called Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. A texter last hour said that it took Joyce 17 years to write it, so that in itself is dedication.
Yes.
628 pages, which is a mere short story compared to the autobiography of
Barbra Streisand.
Last week we talked about that. But I have no idea what this book is about. Apparently it's super hard and nobody knows what it means, so it would make sense that it would take a long time to dissect it. But this particular book club took one page per month to meet together and discuss it. So that's why it took them 28 years to do so. So you may ask, well, okay, now that they're done with that one, what are they gonna? What book are they going to tackle next? The same exact book.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm not much of a reader, but that seems a little bit ridiculous to me.
No thanks. I'm out on that.
Let's see. Do you want to go to good news?
Sure.
All righty. Some good news here for you. Excuse me. A California man will be inducted into the National Blood Donation Hall of Fame on Tuesday. Jim Walker, who is from San Diego, has been donating blood for more than 50 years and has given more than 170 gallons of blood. He says he started donating in 1968 when his wife was pregnant and anemic. Walker says that he quickly realized how many people need blood every day, including pregnant women and newborn babies. Every year, blood centers across the country submit nominations for the National Blood Donation Hall of Fame.
Yeah, very cool there. Also, an Army veteran in Florida intervened during a carjacking attempt and was able to stop the suspect from escaping after pulling a pregnant woman out of the car. Shane Spicer kept the suspect there until police arrived, and the suspect was wanted for breaking into somebody's home and stealing their car before crashing it and was trying to get into another one to continue his escape from police.